flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, here we go. Good Saturday afternoon and a cold, cold Saturday afternoon it is. I'm Rich Horace here. Thank you for tuning in today. Boy, you know, do I have an information-packed show for everyone today. Let's talk about doors. Doors and more doors. We've got entry doors, interior doors, French doors, sliding doors, in-swing, out-swing, glass, no glass maybe. We can talk about some burglary prevention tips for your doors and windows. I'll tell you, if you can open it up and walk through it, we can cover it today. No problem. My On the Road with Rich segment today also will cover the St. Louis's infamous false front entry French door. This is an interesting subject here for sure. And we can talk about how to replace it. My hack, I can help you temporary block cold air infiltration during the cold months around your entry door. But as always, you know, everyone knows out there, this is all about you. It's all about your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your concerns, anything going on around your house. How are your doors working today? Do they change in the cold weather? Do they change in the warm weather? Are you having issues keeping the cold out? Well, give us a call today. That and anything that you need right here for you for the very next hour, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Again, write this down, 314-241-9797. Right here the next hour. Ask me anything you need about your home. And I am so sure there's so much going on with the cold, the weather, the snow, the things that you've seen. It's got to be amazing. The storm was crazy this entire week. So we can go over anything that you have had happening with that for sure during the show today. Again, one last time, 314-241-9797. So let's just jump right into the biggest thing we do all the time. You know, here at Mosby, of course, we do design build, we do remodeling, we do all this, and we're always looking at, you know, doors inside the house, whether they're interior, whether they're exterior, how they come into play with interior designs, with kitchens. There's always the patio doors nearby. We're changing layouts. We're creating all these open floor concepts and everything. And the big question that always comes up, aesthetics for the home, all of that. So how do you choose a new front door and or any door, you know, kind of for that matter? But the front door, a little bit especially, because, you know, that's kind of the first impression. That's the thing that you get. It should show your personality and your style and create great curb appeal for your home. You definitely, you know, you want to begin there in order to just get people to really even just be interested in you know, as they're walking up to the home, you know, does your front door say to people, wow, look at me, check this out. You know, you're really going to love this. So if it doesn't, and or when we're considering all this, you know, the first thing you really want to always consider when looking at your front door is the type of the front door that you're after. There's different types with different benefits and a lot of different things going on with all of them. Of course, the most common door materials, and especially in our St. Louis area, is fiberglass. Very, very good, very popular right now. Steel, of course, is your common and used, you know, mostly throughout St. Louis. And then, of course, wood, true wood, actual wood front doors. And then you've got your wood clad, where it's kind of the door panel frame, everything itself is, you know, cladded from the exterior. And then true wood on the interior, which that is really, you know, seems to hold up a lot better. But then you don't always get that true actual wood feel that some people are looking for, you know, with the style and everything from the outside of the home. But think about, as you're looking at these doors too, and you look at these types, think about the security, you know, how it makes you, how safe does it make you? How safe does it make you feel? You know, what type of lock? Both steel and fiberglass have options for reinforced strike plates and all these things that you could do, you know, to these doors. Your wood clads, a lot of them have multi-point locking systems and all that. We can get into that a little bit more later, but there's tons of options when you look at those different door materials. So think about what works best for you and your home, everyday purpose, you know, coming in high traffic areas, through your entrance, coming in and out. So looking at how, you know, does it buckle? Does it dent? Does it, you know, all these different things. How do you take care of it when you get into true wood doors? Think about the maintenance. Think about the type of wood. Is it mahogany? Is it something, you know, really super hard that's going to really hold up? And think about really with wood on the exterior, which way your house faces, how much sun, weather exposure, what's the porch like? All these things with the elements and the exposure and everything comes into play a lot with the type of door, you know, material and styles and everything that you're looking at, you know, with a new front door. So you really want to make sure that you get sound advice, good, you know, ask good questions, hopefully get some really good answers and really think about everything around that door, not just only the door itself. So, and another thing we got to really, really look at that we talk about all the time too is, you know, just choosing the right door hardware. There's so many things out there on the hardware end. So I've got, I kind of looked up a little article from Pella, one of their blogs, you know, from Pella's website this morning, and a big thing about a lot of different types of, you know, entry door hardware for your home. And of course, you know, when you think about the hardware and when you're choosing the hardware, you know, you want a handle that matches and complements the style of the actual door from the inside. You might want to complement the style of the rest of the handles in the home or the color. What a lot of people, you know, don't understand is you actually can order these door handles too with different finishes from the inside to the outside. And, you know, I see all the time the front door's always got that different finish. Whatever it is on the outside, it always seems to be on the inside, and it doesn't have to be that way, especially in a steel or a painted fiberglass door. When you have like your white trim paint on the inside of a door that matches everything inside the house, it's really nice to have that same, you know, color and style on the inside. But when you look at it from the outside, the house may really go with like a bronze finish or, you know, something like that that's completely different from like a you know, brushed nickel or something like that on the interior. So think about that and investigate that, because you can do different things like that. You really want to think about, you know, your keyed doorknobs, your levers, you know, They're very common, but you really want to think about, make sure you have a deadbolt, obviously, with all of those entry doors. You want that deadbolt on every single one. And then with all of these entry door handle sets, you know, you're looking for something a little more, you know, like an elegant look. Most of the handles don't have a lock on the actual handle itself, so it's really matching up with that deadbolt to how the door actually secures, and your bottom handle is just more nice. It still latches and everything, but it doesn't necessarily have the key and everything working at that bottom handle anymore. So you want a really good secure deadbolt that really works and functions really well. And then you can always think about the different types of, you know, keyless entry, you know, anything like that. You've got your, you know, your codes, all that stuff that you can do. So those are really, really nice. They'll still have a key, you know, but in case, you know, batteries go dead or something like that, but it's really nice for getting in and out and really working and, you know, not needing to take your key out every single time. And, or you can do temporary codes to let other people in and out as they need to, like, work on your home, like we do here at Mosby all the time. We have people that they program it, and then when we're gone, they take that out, and it's no longer there, no longer available. So, and then when you're looking at the types of these doors with these handle sets, you want to really look at the type of how the handle set goes with the door, because most doors are going to have your normal tubular latch, you know, two holes drilled through the door. You're going to have a handle and a deadbolt goes right through it. But that's a little bit, you got to do a little more effort to keep that really secure. And so kind of going up in the system into mortised latches, you know, looking at really heavy duty residential, commercial kind of entry door locks, like that Pella, that Anderson, the Marvin style. It's nice because then the one handle can work the handle and the deadbolt at the same time. And then a lot of them are multi-point locking systems. So you're getting a lock the top towards the bottom and then in the middle also, which really helps secure that door much, much better than, you know, just your typical handle set and deadbolt. Even when you upgrade, you know, and you really get a good strike plate that holds that well, that mortise multi-point locking system is going to work really, really super, super well for you. So there's a lot to think about when you look at all these different types of handles. And something interesting I see, I want to get into this on the road segment real quick, because something I've seen in the past several times, I've seen not too long ago, is, you know, front doors in St. Louis, it's a French opening looking door. It's two actual door panels. But when you open the one door, the operating door, you come into the house, on the inside of the house, there's one door, and it's a wall right next to it. So you literally see one entry door from the inside and one and two entry doors from the outside. And so we've, I've looked at several of these, and when you look at how to change that out, we find these doors all the time in, like, Maryland Heights, Baldwin, South County. We're talking 50s, 60s, kind of 70s era a little bit. And when you see these and you think about the considerable amount of more work to get through to get a different door put in, and everybody, you know, they're all obviously wanting the same thing. They want to go from that look on the outside to your typical, you know, single door, two side lights, make that opening, you know, way more appealing and everything. And sometimes it gets really, really complicated because a lot of times in these homes, on the inside of that door, you have a wall. It's between the living room or the dining room. So, you know, your foyer from the outside looks like it's going to be about 6 feet wide. When you get it to the inside, it's really about 4 feet wide, and there's a wall right there. And it's not the best energy efficiency because you got a wall, not really much insulation, and then you've got just a door panel in front of it. So it's not working real well. And that's kind of one of the first reasons people come to this. But then most times they just really want to get to that open concept, remove that wall, make that door, you know, bigger, just a better entry, really looks great for them, and then kind of create that open concept on the inside. So These doors are pretty common, and they're definitely harder to change. There's a lot more drywall work and base trim and just all the things around that goes with that wall opening everything. It's not just like pulling a door out and putting a door out and, you know, presto, change-o, you're done and you've got this easy thing going. So that is definitely something. And if you have that and you have any, you've had those thoughts, you want to investigate that, you can give our office a call. We look at these things all the time, 314-909-1800, or check out our website, callmosby.com, callmosby.com. We're going to get into our first break here. Don't forget, any questions, any comments, any concerns you have, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's right-at-home hack.
All right, guys, here we go. Got my right-at-home hack. And you know what? It's been so cold out. You know, do you feel cold air rushing in around your entry door? Well, you know, when it gets this cold, metal and wood, it can warp, it can contract, it kind of moves around, lets that, you know, it changes a lot with humidity, so it lets that air infiltrate into your house around the weather stripping as that door warps. So here's a little trick that can help you out to keep that air out during some of these cold months. So all you need to do is take a number 2 wooden pencil, pull that weather stripping where you can see the light coming through away from the jamb. Put the pencil kind of behind the weather stripping against that jamb and let the weather stripping kind of tighten that back on. It'll hold that pencil right in place, and it should hold the weather stripping out. So when you shut your door, it'll shut tighter to that weather stripping, and it'll keep some of that cold air out. I've also heard that a 9mm brass casing is kind of the same perfect size for behind that. I've never tried that one, but I literally, honest guys, I have a pencil behind my weather stripping at my home at this very moment on a spot where that door warps, you know, warps a little bit, trying to keep that out. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks every week, you can find them all on Facebook every week. Simply search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook. We're going to get back here on 97.1 to our regular programming for everybody. But, you know, it is a good, there's a lot of door tricks out there, but this is a really good one. You know, if you're not quite ready to, you know, replace that front door and change the whole system and make it something that's really going to, you know, keep all that out and hold things, you know, hold all that cold temperature out really well, this is a great trick that can help you out. I literally do it every winter to my front door. As I am, you know, I do, obviously, I know how to put a front door in. Guys, this is truly like, you know, the shoemaker's kids running around without shoes, right? You're doing so much. You're working on homes. You do all this. You got to do, I got to be like everybody else out there. I got to work. I got to save money to get that new front door. So, and kind of what I do running around out there looking at doors and windows and all these projects for people, it's like making that priority list. I have that front door on my priority list. I'm just not there yet. Haven't gotten that far through everything. But speaking of, you know, doors in general, so I've got this question that we really get asked time and time again from everybody. So, and speaking of questions, I do want to remind everybody real quick, I'm here today, I'm live. If you have anything that you are wondering about your house, any of these door questions, anything going on, feel free to give me a call today, 314-241-9797. We can help get you through it for sure. But so where I was kind of going with this, this typical question that I get all the time when we look at doors is, well, can't you just replace the door? Why do you need to replace the whole jam and everything around the door? So, and this is kind of a lot longer answer than it is a question, but there's a lot that goes into, you know, changing just a door panel inside of its own jam. And I have literally physically done this myself. It can be done. The answer is absolutely yes, it can happen. The next answer to the whole thing is, should you? You know, and what does it cost in order to do that? Because when you look at, you know, an entry door trying to do that, well, you can only do that two ways. You either have a wood door that's truly wood all the way around that you can actually cut, shave, and make fit into that existing jam. And this is what's so hard about doing this is if that jam's not perfectly square, plumb, level, all that stuff, and you're trying to remortise hinges and get this new door fitted into this square exactly, you know, think about that hint with the pencil and everything. Think about this weather stripping. How do you make this work really, really well and hold up super well on an entry door? Well, you do it all in a factory and you have it all put together under the exact perfect conditions that work so well. So then when you get those great conditions of installing it right, it's going to work very well for you. The other way, it's very, very hard to do. So the only other way other than the wood door would be to find the exact door. Who made it? What's the name? And buy a panel that is that exact size that you know the hinges are going to line up, the locks are going to line up, you know, everything's going to fit. And that is nearly impossible situation. It's only going to work if it's not that old and you have the exact manufacturer and they still make, and none of that's been discontinued or anything changing like that for you. So that's really the only time that's going to work out on an entry door. On an interior door, kind of the same way. You know, if it's hollow core, sometimes you might end up having to cut too much off of it and you lose the actual solid edge. Makes it tough doing that. But also on an interior door, you know, the way they make those door frames and everything now with the split jam units that you basically, the issue is the new doors install in very little time, and trying to make a door itself fit in an opening that's pre-existing takes a lot of time. So here's my question to everybody out there. What are we short of right now? Labor. We have literally a skilled labor shortage right now. So having the skilled people to actually do that task, it takes more skill, longer learning, someone that's been around the block a few more times, that's good with planers and all this other stuff. And everything's costing more, right? So labor is constantly increasing. The less skilled labor you have, the more you got to pay what you have to keep them around. So labor has been increasing and going up over the past 2 years, almost nonstop. Labor rates have increased so much. So when it takes more hours to do it, well, then it can actually sometimes, you know, favor in the end to just buy the whole new system and get it put in really quick. Save a little bit later labor. You're spending money on the new door system, but you've got something brand new working and you're not trying to get it fit in and all that. And typically when you're doing all that, you're painting everything anyways. You know, I did have a client maybe a year or two ago that they bought all new door panels because they just wanted to change the panels and the look of all the interior doors. And I want to say, maybe they got one or two of them in. They were going to do all this work themselves, and then, well, here we are. So we came in, and we did do that project, you know, and we put in all the rest of those doors for them, and we took all that time and mortised hinges and got things working, and it was a chore, and it can be done, but it can turn out better, work better. You can get it installed properly, plumb level square, all that stuff, changing that entire door and that whole system, you know, all at the same time. So when you're going now, let's say you're going and you want to change all these interior doors, right? So you got to think about how do I go about that now that I need to purchase this whole thing? It comes with the jam, the hinges, all this stuff anyways. You know, what's the system that kind of gets me through that, and where do I even get started? Well, again, kind of like, you know, the other ones, think about the type of door that you're looking for. There's a couple different types. So you've, like we were talking about, you got your pre-hung and the slab. So you definitely want to go with that pre-hung, change everything out all at once, get it put in really well, make it work really well. And then you won't have a lot of problems. So sizes and measurements, you know, when you're looking at door openings and dimensions, there's some important information when installing and replacing all of these doors to definitely think about with a pre-hung door and how you do it. So there's a lot of standard sizes out there, you know, 24-inch, 28-inch, 30-inch, 32, 36. One of the things you definitely want to watch for is, you know, most of these doors are not labeled that way all the time, or when you go to order them, you know, it'll say 2-6. Well, that's 2'6" means 30 inches. So something to think about on making sure that you're ordering the right size door. Because if you're looking at things and you're thinking that's 26 inches, 2-6 can be very deceiving to how you order that. And then the other thing that can be confusing and quite deceiving sometimes too is the handing. Basically, which way does this door swing? There's definitely different ways to determine this. And another thing to watch out for is when it's an outswing door, like an outswinging entry door for a front door or a back door, and you want it to swing outside the house instead, that handing can be a little different per manufacturer on what they call right hand, left hand. So you really got to make sure with them that you're getting that correct. So the couple ways that you look at doing this system is, if you're looking at the handing, if you walk up to the door and the door's shut and you're in the side of the room where you're going to pull the door towards you, they say, which hand do you reach out from, you know, to grab the door? So if I reach out with my right hand and I pull it towards myself and it opens that way, then it's a right-hand door. Obviously, left hand's going the other way. It's a left-hand door. The other way to look at it that I found easier for people to understand in the past was basically have the door open, standing open at a 90-degree, you know, angle. And if you put your back up against the door jamb where the hinges are and you hold both your arms straight out, which arm is with the door that swings. So if your right arm goes, it's a right hand. If your left arm goes, it's a left hand. So definitely, you know, and sometimes it's worth looking at professionals to make sure you get all this right, because you get all this information and you definitely don't want to buy your doors, you know, more than once for sure from ordering them wrong, things like that. You know, next thing to really look at on interior doors is, what's the style of the type of door that you're looking for, and or do you want to change styles of that door? So, you know, is it a pocket door? Does it slide inside the wall, tuck away inside the wall? That, again, is going to take a lot of trim work to change to get enough stuff off, and it's going to be a slab door that you take off, you know, and reinstall with the lock and everything. Is it a French door? Basically, two doors that open up wide and create a 5 or 6 foot, you know, wide opening. Is it a bifold door where your door actually bends in half as you pull it out? So a 2-foot wide door only sticks out off the wall. you know, about a foot. These are great closet and pantry doors, you know, is where those are most commonly used. And or is it a regular swinging door, or would you like to change that regular swinging door to a barn door? That's a great style that people really seem to enjoy and love, for sure, separating, you know, two rooms, but in a really cool barn door style. With you get to see all that hardware and everything at the top of the door. It really makes, you know, for a great rustic type, you know, finish in your home and everything around everything you have. So that is definitely a great style to look at and go with. Then, of course, you got to think about finish. Is it going to come primed so that you can paint it? Is it pre-finished where it's already a color? It's already ready to go. Is it stained? Are you going to stain it? Is it completely unfinished so that you can put whatever prime, paint, stain, finish that you want on it? A completely unfinished door is going to take a lot more work to paint than, you know, those are great for if you go to stain, but when you go to paint, getting the pre-finished is really going to, it'll be done for you. Or getting the primed, it's halfway there, it's already got the primer coats, and it's a lot easier to get those finished coats and everything on there. So as you can see, there's a ton of door information out there. Makes it really, it's a lot of information you got to think about when you go to do this. This is how a lot of DIYers end up buying more doors than they care to, because, you know, if you miss a step, if you're not reading something right, if you haven't done it for years and years, you can obviously have some problems. So I think we're going to get into our final break here. One segment left. If you have anything for me, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, you heard the man. Last segment, if you got anything for us, feel free. We got plenty of time. You have any questions, comments, concerns, anything going on around your house. And I did, you know, I wanted to remind everybody for sure that, you know, everything that we talk about here, everything that we go over, the designers that I bring in and talk to and partner with and interview and have fun, you know, here on the radio with, this is what we all do. Everything we're going over is what we do on a daily basis. So we have exteriors consultants that look at your doors, your windows, your siding, your roofing. We've got interior remodeling, bathrooms, kitchens, whole home, full service design build. We can do everything and anything residential under the sun for your home. So if any of this is something that you're thinking about, something that you're getting interested in, myself, this is what I do. I come out, I look at these things, I talk to people about these projects. We can figure them out for you. So either myself or one of our other consultants can come out and check this stuff out for you. Just either, you know, check out our website, callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or just call the office, 314-909-1800. Tell them you heard me. Tell them we were talking about doors and you're interested in getting your front door taken care of, or your back door or your windows or whatever you're thinking about. We'd love to come out and help you out with that. And again, you know, I was just talking during the break about labor, about the shortages, about the pays and how all this stuff works. And, you know, another reminder, we've been talking about it a lot the past year or so, is, you know, here at Mosby, we are hiring. This is a great place to work. It is a great company. We have, you know, everything you need, the benefits, everything to go along with it. Just check us out. I just saw, you know, a few days ago, they put out another notice for everybody that we are looking for an additional project manager. So, you know, jobs are further out. We're trying to grow and fulfill the need for everybody. So if you want to really work for a great, efficient, knowledgeable, quality craftsmanship, you want to be trained, you want to learn stuff, you want to know all about design, build, run jobs, you can work your way up like me. I came all the way from the field working. I was a project manager, ran the jobs, got into the consulting and everything. There is a ton of opportunity at this company. Just check us out. You can even check out our website too there at, you know, callmosby.com. And for everybody with appointments and stuff, you can set your appointments. You can communicate over that website too. So if you're working, you know, nights and you need to do this stuff later in the evenings or over the weekends, we can accommodate you through all of that also, as far as how to get in and get your information and get us to come out and take a look at things. So speaking, you know, let's turn to the opposite of, instead of letting us in your home, let's look at how do you keep burglars out of your home? What do these doors and windows do? How important is this? And what do, you know, burglars out there not want you to know or understand about either what they're doing, how they do it, you know, what's happening out there? So, you know, and some of the stuff I was reading about this, you know, was very interesting. A lot of this one came from, you know, insurance company, you know, information, but the number of burglaries, you know, has been recorded, really has been declining over the past 10 years. But it said, you know, just despite, even though in 2017, there were still more than 1.4 million home burglaries in the United States. So that's still a lot of houses, you know. So hopefully it's still coming down. Hopefully we're still doing better. But, you know, what are they doing? Why, you know, what are they looking for, you know, and how are they getting in? And what can you do to help prevent this type of stuff? Well, you know, most burglars are really, you know, they're careful thieves, that they plan these things out, and they actually do, you know, they do kind of walk the neighborhoods. They are looking for people that aren't around their homes. So they'll walk the neighborhood. They take notes on what homes have dogs and what don't, which have security systems. And so they really, there's things that they will look for that could actually kind of target you out, you know, in what they're looking for and getting in. So thinking about some of these things, having a security system put in, having signs on the home that there's a security system. Amazingly, that about a third of burglaries, in-home burglaries, happen during the day, which I was kind of surprised at reading, but then thought, you know, yeah, because we're not home. Everyone goes to school, everyone goes to work, and, you know, their biggest concern is they want to be there, obviously, when no one's home, so they're trying to figure that out. Another thing to really think about is when you travel, you know, don't post stuff on social media. Don't say, hey, I'm going to be in Florida for the next week, or don't, you know, it just could be an indicator for somebody to know that, wow, they're not around. So think about stuff like that. I even saw a story years ago that what these people did was they created a fake Facebook account with a big burly guy with a big mean dog in the photos and stuff. And then they thanked him for watching the home while they were away on vacation. So everybody would see that and kind of go, oh yeah, okay, we don't want to go there. You know, this home's protected or whatever, but they would go that far as to kind of show that, you know, they don't want people to think that they are actually away. So the number one thing that you need to do to prevent this stuff is lock your doors and windows. Can you believe that we even have to say that? But, you know, many home burglaries and crimes, they're crimes of opportunity, and they'll just go around the house and they'll just try the front door, the side door, the back door. They'll check windows. They'll go to the garages. You leave a garage door, you know, unlocked accidentally. So a lot of these burglaries actually happen, they find out that the home was already unlocked for them. So, you know, make sure that you're double checking, you're locking everything up, and you're getting through that. Make sure that your doors all have good deadbolts. You know, kicking the door in, a standard strike plate that just rests and screws into the door jamb is the weakest point of the door. So it really makes for, that's the most common way to get in. They just kick right through that door handle. It pops right open, and it's surprisingly not that hard to do. Sliding glass doors are another big one. You know, you can buy those systems with the bar that you can screw there, and the bar will come over so they can't slide them open. Cheaply made sliding glass doors without multi-point locking systems are very easy to jimmy the locks and just get them open. Plus, there are a lot of glass, so they can break the glass. So think about an alarm system that has, you know, the glass breakage, you know, alarms and everything on it. So if that were to happen, that the alarm would go off. Windows can be the same way. They can be easier to jimmy, especially if they're a single lock and not a double lock. Or think about adding additional locks, kind of like that bar on that sliding door, or have the night latches where your windows only open about 4 inches. So think about it, baby's head's 4 inches. That's why all the codes say 4 inches. Keep all your spaces 4 inches or less. Well, if you have all those night latches opened up and ready to go, even if your window's locked and they jimmy the lock, well, they can only get that window open 4 inches. So that can be a really good secure way to try and keep, you know, things pretty safe and everything out there. And then the other thing they talk about is, you know, like, what do you do if you see something? If you see something suspicious, you know, feel free to go ahead and call it in, call the police, let them know if there's something suspicious going on, because it could be somebody just kind of like looking, lurking, taking notes, you know, planning a burglary, something like that. So years ago, my wife actually noticed somebody sitting in their car like that. And when she left for work, she drove around to the back of our apartment. She went back in through the back and she looked out the window and she called the police and everything. And she waited a while. And this is the funniest thing ever. The police literally called her back and said, "No, you're fine, miss. You can go. That's one of our officers." It was an undercover officer sitting in his car trying to stake somebody out. So, hey, go ahead and, you know, keep your neighborhood safe. Go ahead and call that stuff in if you see something funny. Everybody should definitely do that. So, hey, great show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being around. Look forward to doing it again, and I will plan on talking to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, you heard the man. Last segment, if you got anything for us, feel free. We got plenty of time. You have any questions, comments, concerns, anything going on around your house. And I did, you know, I wanted to remind everybody for sure that, you know, everything that we talk about here, everything that we go over, the designers that I bring in and talk to and partner with and interview and have fun, you know, here on the radio with, this is what we all do. Everything we're going over is what we do on a daily basis. So we have exteriors consultants that look at your doors, your windows, your siding, your roofing. We've got interior remodeling, bathrooms, kitchens, whole home, full service design build. We can do everything and anything residential under the sun for your home. So if any of this is something that you're thinking about, something that you're getting interested in, myself, this is what I do. I come out, I look at these things, I talk to people about these projects. We can figure them out for you. So either myself or one of our other consultants can come out and check this stuff out for you. Just either, you know, check out our website, callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or just call the office, 314-909-1800. Tell them you heard me. Tell them we were talking about doors and you're interested in getting your front door taken care of, or your back door or your windows or whatever you're thinking about. We'd love to come out and help you out with that. And again, you know, I was just talking during the break about labor, about the shortages, about the pays and how all this stuff works. And, you know, another reminder, we've been talking about it a lot the past year or so, is, you know, here at Mosby, we are hiring. This is a great place to work. It is a great company. We have, you know, everything you need, the benefits, everything to go along with it. Just check us out. I just saw, you know, a few days ago, they put out another notice for everybody that we are looking for an additional project manager. So, you know, jobs are further out. We're trying to grow and fulfill the need for everybody. So if you want to really work for a great, efficient, knowledgeable, quality craftsmanship, you want to be trained, you want to learn stuff, you want to know all about design, build, run jobs, you can work your way up like me. I came all the way from the field working. I was a project manager, ran the jobs, got into the consulting and everything. There's a ton of opportunity at this company. Just check us out. You can even check out our website too there at, you know, callmosby.com. And for everybody with appointments and stuff, you can set your appointments. You can communicate over that website too. So if you're working, you know, nights and you need to do this stuff later in the evenings or over the weekends, we can accommodate you through all of that also, as far as how to get in and get your information and get us to come out and take a look at things. So speaking, you know, let's turn to the opposite of, instead of letting us in your home, let's look at how do you keep burglars out of your home? What do these doors and windows do? How important is this? And what do, you know, burglars out there not want you to know or understand about either what they're doing, how they do it, you know, what's happening out there? So, you know, and some of the stuff I was reading about this, you know, was very interesting. A lot of this one came from, you know, insurance company, you know, information, but the number of burglaries, you know, has been recorded, really has been declining over the past 10 years. But it said, you know, just despite, even though in 2017, there was still more than 1.4 million home burglaries in the United States. So that's still a lot of houses, you know. So hopefully it's still coming down. Hopefully we're still doing better. But, you know, what are they doing? Why, you know, what are they looking for, you know, and how are they getting in? And what can you do to help prevent this type of stuff? Well, you know, most burglars are really, you know, they're careful thieves that they plan these things out, and they actually do, you know, they do kind of walk the neighborhoods. They are looking for people that aren't around their homes. So they'll walk the neighborhood. They take notes on what homes have dogs and what don't, which have security systems. And so they really, there's things that they will look for that could actually kind of target you out, you know, in what they're looking for and getting in. So thinking about some of these things, having a security system put in, having signs on the home that there's a security system. Amazingly, that about a third of burglaries, in-home burglaries, happen during the day, which I was kind of surprised at reading, but then thought, you know, yeah, because we're not home. Everyone goes to school, everyone goes to work, and, you know, their biggest concern is they want to be there, obviously, when no one's home, so they're trying to figure that out. Another thing to really think about is when you travel, you know, don't post stuff on social media. Don't say, hey, I'm going to be in Florida for the next week, or don't, you know, it just could be an indicator for somebody to know that, wow, they're not around. So think about stuff like that. I even saw a story years ago that what these people did was they created a fake Facebook account with a big burly guy with a big mean dog in the photos and stuff. And then they thanked him for watching the home while they were away on vacation. So everybody would see that and kind of go, oh yeah, okay, we don't want to go there. You know, this home's protected or whatever, but they would go that far as to kind of show that, you know, they don't want people to think that they are actually away. So the number one thing that you need to do to prevent this stuff is lock your doors and windows. Can you believe that we even have to say that? But, you know, many home burglaries and crimes, they're crimes of opportunity, and they'll just go around the house and they'll just try the front door, the side door, the back door. They'll check windows. They'll go to the garages. You leave a garage door, you know, unlocked accidentally. So a lot of these burglaries actually happen. They find out that the home was already unlocked for them. So, you know, make sure that you're double checking, you're locking everything up, and you're getting through that. Make sure that your doors all have good deadbolts. You know, kicking the door in, a standard strike plate that just rests and screws into the door jamb is the weakest point of the door. So it really makes for, that's the most common way to get in. They just kick right through that door handle. It pops right open. And it's surprisingly not that hard to do. Sliding glass doors are another big one. You know, you can buy those systems with the bar that you can screw there and the bar will come over so they can't slide them open. Cheaply made sliding glass doors without multi-point locking systems are very easy to jimmy the locks and just get them open. Plus, there are a lot of glass, so they can break the glass. So think about an alarm system that has, you know, the glass breakage, you know, alarms and everything on it. So if that were to happen, that the alarm would go off. Windows can be the same way. They can be easier to jimmy, especially if they're a single lock and not a double lock. Or think about adding additional locks, kind of like that bar on that sliding door, or have the night latches where your windows only open about 4 inches. So think about it, baby's head's 4 inches. That's why all the codes say 4 inches. Keep all your spaces 4 inches or less. Well, if you have all those night latches opened up and ready to go, even if your window's locked and they jimmied the lock, well, they can only get that window open 4 inches. So that can be a really good secure way to try and keep, you know, things pretty safe and everything out there. And then the other thing they talk about is, you know, like, what do you do if you see something? If you see something suspicious, you know, feel free to go ahead and call it in, call the police, let them know if there's something suspicious going on, because it could be somebody just kind of like looking, lurking, taking notes, you know, planning a burglary, something like that. So years ago, my wife actually noticed somebody sitting in their car like that. And when she left for work, she drove around to the back of our apartment. She went back in through the back and she looked out the window and she called the police and everything. And she waited a while. And this is the funniest thing ever. The police literally called her back and said, "No, you're fine, miss. You can go. That's one of our officers." It was an undercover officer sitting in his car trying to stake somebody out. So, hey, go ahead and, you know, keep your neighborhood safe. Go ahead and call that stuff in if you see something funny. Everybody should definitely do that. So, hey, great show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being around. Look forward to doing it again. And I will plan on talking to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Get more at 971talk.com.